You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Friday Eve, because that's what it is. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the need for coffee.
I share the need for coffee.
It's getting to the end of the week.
It's the elixir of life. It is the nectar of the gods. It is designed for our benefit. It is coffee.
Yes.
There's a coffee button over
there.
Yeah,
what does that do? I'm just going to push
coffee
that.
Button. Coffee time.
Yeah.
Coffee.
That sounds like we planned it, but we really didn't.
Nice.
All right. We got a great show laid on for you today. 3:30 p.m. today, since he's had his coffee, it's Butters and Lee. Lee from Huntsville joining us, and we'll do this segment where I ask them questions, and then we flip the script, and they ask me questions, and just see where it lands. 3:30 p.m. today, Thursday, Friday Eve, Butters and Lee. And then I got a whole triple dipper full of just, wow, hit it.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So the first one I'm doing, I'm calling it presidential law. There are legal matters involving our presidential candidates, former presidents, and, oh, by the way, the current president. Presidential law, what is happening right now with impeachment? What is happening right now with Trump's legal woes, but also being held up and even appealed up to the Supreme Court? You know, what is going on with all this stuff? Well, I'm going to talk about it. And then, oh, by the way, is there a chance that a part of what is happening right now that could impact some of the allegations against Trump could also help out, like, hundreds of people who have been accused by the Justice Department of insurrection under the January 6th issues? Yeah, we'll talk about all that. Number one, presidential law. Number two, I didn't get to it yesterday, so I saved up and I even got more added to it. Border madness. Good Lord. I mean, and I look at it too and I think, okay, surely at the very least the sanctuary cities have learned their lesson. No. I'll tell you about the one who put up billboards saying everybody come here because we're a sanctuary city. That happened this weekend. So yeah, number two on the list, border madness. That's happening. And then number three, are we finally past all the DEI drama? Because I've got number three labeled as DEI, OMG. Well, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, this became all the rage in the wake of the George Floyd riots, right? And everybody had to have diversity, equity, inclusion, staff and policies and things we did. And oh my gosh, it seems like they're sort of losing the love for it. So we'll talk about it. DEI, OMG. That's number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over to my opening comments, the Right Side Way monologue. And I will remind you guys that the Right Side Way every single day is sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our North Alabama listening area. Yeah, Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week in all their locations. You can check them out. Find them on a Saturday if you have to. They'll see all ages, geriatric down to pediatric. I'm just telling you, folks, Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, they are owned by a Right Side ruffian. And yeah, they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Okay, so I may have told this story before, so forgive me if that's the case, but a few years back it happened that I was sitting on the floor of our den and I went to get up and I did the usual kind of grunting and popping and creaking that comes with age, and my daughter noticed. She was sitting on the couch and she asked me, she said, "What's the matter, Dad?" To which I just responded, I remember it distinctly, I said, "Nothing, darling, just getting old and crickety." And she answered back and said, "Oh, I don't want to hear that." But then I looked at her and I said, "No, girlfriend, I'd rather be old and crickety and full of the memories it took to get there than to have no aches and pains and done nothing with my life." And she just stared at me for a moment. She said, "Well, I agree with that." And probably ever since then, we've had a joke in my family that aches and pains and scars, those are just symbols of an active lifestyle. That's what I call them. I even used that yesterday. I had somebody in my law firm with a cast on their arm talking about how they got it. And I said, yeah, it's just a symbol of an active lifestyle. I've got a few physical symbols of an active lifestyle. Shoot, I was just sitting there this morning with a heating pad on my shoulders while I was preparing for today's show. There are scars up and down the length of my body. I've got 3 fused vertebrae and 1 more going bad. Surgical reattachment of the left bicep. Reconstruction of the fingers on my left hand. Repair to my left ACL. A gunshot wound to my left lower leg. And that's a whole other story. I've got various other sundry nicks and cuts and scrapes that all left their marks, all of which came from some separate and distinct incidents. And it's crazy, too. Like, how many of my scars are just on the left side of my body? So for my friends, it's safer to stand on my right side, but you enemies are welcome to stand on the left and block all the incoming rounds. No regrets, though. I mean, this is not at all a complaint, because I'm way better off than some that I know, and I know it. And I'll take an ice pack or a heating pad and some Tylenol any day over lives that I see others having to live. And what's that quote, though, from those great philosophers, the Goo Goo Dolls? They said, the scars are the souvenirs you never lose. Well, there's a lot of truth in that statement. Every scar tells a story. And I can tell you about the bad parachute jumps that probably precipitated my neck surgery, or where I was and who was with me, and what was said on each one of those incidents. Some are small, but you tend to remember. And some of them had learning experiences attached to them. The kind of learning that comes from a bleeding experience typically makes a mental note for future reference, if you know what I mean. And well, it should. But what about the scars you can't see? I mean, we all have them, don't we? Some are scars from truly negative experiences or events that were perpetrated on a person. I acknowledge those and the fact that they can be life-shaping or life-altering, but I'm not actually talking about those right now. What I'm referring to, though, for the purposes of this discussion, are those internal scars that come from having lived actively. The kind of scars that say to the person and those that know of them that they went there and they did that and they learned from it and they gained from it and they have an experience now that gives them strength or knowledge or wisdom or all of the above. Able to be more capable of doing the next thing that God puts in front of them because they earned some scars. I'm talking about physical, mental, and emotional scars of experience. That's what I'm talking about. Symbols of an active lifestyle. Things that have helped to shape a person to be a better version of themselves. Someone who can walk into a situation, assume a position of authority, or even simply add their input to a task and do so with the confidence of having already done something somewhere else that forged them for that moment in time. In today's culture, I think we're missing out on some of that. Too often the calls are for canceling the differing opinion or finding the easier route just because it met the criteria of being easier. Someone's got to have some kind of diversity or equity or inclusion to help them along the way. Participation trophies, those are awesome. I mean, I get it. There's a fine line sometimes between hardcore and stupid, right? But sometimes the smart way, the best way, the real way is still the hard way. And we need somebody with scars to take that moment to its fruition. Risk avoidance. Well, risk avoidance is the siren song of the defeated. Risk avoidance is that attitude that if something is scary or sweaty or could leave a mark, that it must not be good, even if the necessary outcome is on the other side of the hard thing. Risk avoidance does not win battles. Risk avoidance does not shape nations, build states, bind communities together, or build businesses. Risk avoidance is what people do who have never been taught the value of their scars. So take that thought and switch it over to our current state of politics and public policy. Do the people who make the decisions for us right now, in our communities, in Montgomery, in D.C., do they have the scars that tell about their capabilities? Or have they run a simple, clean, and uneventful life designed to avoid risk and hold their positions just by virtue of an election and nothing more? Have they aspired to the office because it attracted them and it paid them and it occupied their time? It gave them notoriety. Or have they aspired to their position because they came to the realization one day that their scars had equipped them for a role that they felt uniquely qualified to fill? I'll tell you what, as I have watched some of the decisions being made and the people that have made them in recent years, I have found myself wondering if they've ever done a hard thing in their lives. Have they ever built a business? Have they ever written a paycheck? Have they dumped their savings into a venture? Have they ever led anyone anywhere into battle? Told a bad guy to stop or else? Told a good guy to take the high ground because they had his back? Have they ever endured the scorn of others because of their beliefs? Or have they ever sworn an oath to protect and defend and then actually acted on it? Did they ever take the road less traveled and find it difficult but rewarding? Did those who are leading us right now, did they ever put themselves at risk for the benefit of others or for a cause or for their faith? Do they have any scars at all? See, what we're seeing in D.C. right now is a shining example of what happens when scarless people are handed the reins of authority and they're told that the decisions are theirs to make. There are those in that same vein in our own state capital who make decisions about what is best for the state who have spent a lifetime pursuing only that which was best for themselves. They're everywhere, in businesses and churches and politics and schools. But y'all, there are also those who have overcome adversity, who have acted selflessly, with a sacrificial intent to get to a greater good and bear the scars of their experiences. And y'all, we need more of those symbols of an active lifestyle leading in every asset, every facet of this modern age. You say, let me lead. I say, show me your scars, and then we can talk. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah. Symbols of an active lifestyle. I mean, and we say that all the time in my household. You're welcome to borrow it. But that's what it is. Those scars, those things that, you know, that have left a mark inside or outside, those are just the symbols of an active lifestyle. And I want people who lead me to have some scars on them so that I know they've been there and earned it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.